Introduction Unit, Lesson D, Exercises 2 and 3. Speaker 1.
I'm going to study engineering at university. It's vital in the world of engineering to be able to read, write, and speak English. In fact, at the university I'm planning to study at, the teaching materials and lectures will all be in English. English is used in many science labs and engineering projects in non-English speaking countries. Most research papers are published in English. And when engineers and scientists from all over the world gather at conferences, they mostly speak to one another in English. After my degree, I think I'll continue to study for a master's or PhD. That's likely to take me abroad, and I'm sure to need English.
Speaker 2.
Well, I'm not really sure what I'm going to do in the long term, but I'm definitely planning to go abroad, as soon as I finish university, in fact. English is really useful in countries where you don't know the native language, as practically everybody speaks a little English. I'm thinking of working for a while, too, while I'm away. I'd also really like to work in the States, for example, doing anything, really, like a job in a cafe or a shop. If I can do that and earn a bit of money to keep on traveling, that would be great. After that, I've promised Mom I'll get a proper job, as she calls it.
Speaker 3.
I do both English and Russian at school, and I'm applying for a place at university to study them both. The course starts in October. I'm meeting my teachers tomorrow to talk about the application process. I don't know whether I'll get in, as there's a lot of competition for places. Anyway, if I do, I hope to add another language, hopefully German. In fact, thinking about it, I definitely will. In the long term, I'd certainly like to use my languages in my job. My ambition is to become a Russian translator or interpreter. Failing that, I quite fancy teaching it, possibly in a school or, if I'm good enough, at a university.
Speaker 4.
I don't think I'll ever use English in my work. I'm probably going to train as a secondary school teacher, but teach my mother tongue. Having said that, English is everywhere nowadays, and it's going to become more important for sure. Most websites are written in English, and if you want to take part in online forums and blogs, it really helps to know English. Also, lots of the best films, books, and music are published and produced in English. So, knowing the language will give me access to lots of culture and entertainment that I might otherwise miss out on. I won't have to rely on translations and subtitles anymore.
Speaker 5.
English is the language of science, of tourism, of aviation, computers, and business. When I finish my business studies degree, I hope to work for a multinational company. In that type of company, English is often the medium of communication. You might get two colleagues who are from different countries, say a Brazilian and a Finn, and they will have English as a common language. So, if I'm able to speak English really well, it will give me an edge when applying for a job in a multinational company.